on, let's give God glory in the house today. Anybody know God is real? Come on, let's praise Him. Come on, let's clap our hands and lift our voices. Come on, cry, tell Him. Sing it for me now. Jesus.
Jesus is real to me. No other will ever as good as He is to me.
Nothing too hard for my God to do. Every storm that I face, He's carried me through. When I'm down and out, He lifts me up. I know that He'll be there to help me too. Just talk to my tears, He helps me to stand. When my broke need a lot of money, my friends acting funny, He's always right there. He's always gonna help me. And no other. I'm good. I know that He's real.
Well, glory, glory, glory. Hello, 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 everyone, and welcome to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio show. I'm your presiding pastor, Pastor McCarty, Chicago-based port, known as Sister Poochie, and you were just listening to Jeff Wilford and the Volunteer Mass Choir with Jesus is Real. Everyone, last show, I want to make a correction, I gave out the email address for the ministry, and I gave it out wrong. So the correct email address for the Journey Home Outreach Ministry for prayer, for artists, if you want to be heard on the show, for further discussion on Bible studies, is jhomorg1@gmail.com. That's jhomorg1@gmail.com, and that's just the number one. All right, everyone, we're going to be pausing for prayer. Of course, I gave out the wrong email information, so I didn't get any prayer requests, but it is there if you do have prayer requests. But one of the things I want to talk about is praying. You know, a lot of people don't feel they don't know how to pray, and the Bible actually tells us how to pray. Jesus addressed that in Matthew the 6th chapter. And so we're going to read Matthew the 6th chapter, the 5th through the 5th verse, 5th through the 14th verse. And this is what Jesus says about prayer. And I think it will answer a lot of our anxiety about it. It says, "And when you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the street corners to be seen by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward in full. But when you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is unseen. Then your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. And when you pray, do not keep on babbling like pagans, for they think they will be heard because they have many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him. This then is how you should pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the power, kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. For if you forgive other people when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins. So when you pray, ask for forgiveness and offer forgiveness of other people's sin. That is what Christ said is the perfect prayer, everyone. If you are lost for words, recite that. Matthew, again, the 6th chapter. I read from the 5th through all the way through the end to the 15th verse. Read it, get it into your spirit. And that's the prayer we're offering up to God. Pray, pray, and pray. All right, everybody. Today's show is about choosing life. Choose life. You know, God put it very clearly and states it very clearly that he wants us to choose. And when he wants us to choose, he wants us to choose life. You know, we were given a choice because we have free will. God wants us to choose him. He just doesn't want us to follow him because we are afraid of him. He wants us to follow him because we want to, because we're choosing to follow him. So in Deuteronomy, the 30th chapter, the 15th through the 20th verse is what I'm going to be reading in the mighty name of Jesus. It says, "See, I set before you today life and prosperity, death and destruction. For I command you today to love the Lord your God, to walk in obedience to him, and to keep his commandments, decrees, and laws. Then you will live and increase, and the Lord your God will bless you in the land you are entering to possess. But if your heart turns away, and you are not obedient, and if you are drawn away to bow down to other gods and worship them, I declare to you this day that you will certainly be destroyed. You will not live long in the land you are crossing the Jordan to enter and possess. This day I call the heavens and the earth as witnesses against you that I have set before you life and death, blessings and curses. Now choose life, so that you and your children may live, and that you may love the Lord your God. Listen to his voice and hold fast to him. For the Lord is your life, and he will give you many years in the land he swore to give to your fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob." Everyone, there's really not a lot to expound on that. God is making it very clear. Choose life. The Lord is your life. The Lord is life. Now, if we go to the New Testament, we want to find out, okay, if the Lord is life, and he's saying to choose me, how do we get to him? Because remember, we do not have direct access to him anymore after all the things we have done to just forsake him. So he sent his son. He loved us so much. He sent us an advocate. But Jesus is the way to the Father. And in John, the 14th chapter, the 5th through the 7th verse, it reads, Thomas said to him, Lord, we don't know where you are going. So how can we know the way? Jesus answered, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you really know me, you will know my Father as well. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. But Jesus says, I am the truth, the way, and the life. So when God is telling you to choose life, choose Christ, so you can be reconciled back to the Father, and you're going to get all of these promises that he truly laid out for us in the Old Testament. Don't forget, that is the key to unleashing what Deuteronomy is saying. I want you to read this, pray about it, meditate on it, ask God for wisdom, and ask the Holy Spirit to unleash those mysteries of the Bible for you. We're going to get back to that, of course. If you have any questions or concerns, again, email the ministry at jhomorg1@gmail.com. All right, first on the mic is Machete Malloy with How Could I Live? Because that's what we're talking about, life. How can I live? Here we go.
Without you, ooh, how could I breathe without the one who made the moon and the stars and knows every intention of my heart? How could I live without you? I don't want to.
I can't imagine what my path would be if I had to walk without you. I don't know how messed up my heart would be if you didn't live in there. And I would hate to see what the outcome would be if I never made the choice to give you all control of me. I'd have no direction. I'd be left to face this world all on my own.
Like a ship drifting with myself. Everything I did without you would fail.
I would be no good. Like a house without walls.
Or maybe even like a son who would ghost his father.
You get the point, I don't have to go further. See, I'm nothing without you, so it hurts me to think about how I could live.
How could I live without the one who gave me life?
How would I lay my head
down at night?
For every day I'm allowed to see, cause I know it's you that wakes me. Grateful for every breath you let me breathe with the touch of your hand. See, I would be so full of fear if you weren't here and never took the time to call my name or draw me near. Just like a ship drifting without a sail, I'd be lost without you. You hadn't saved me way back then.
I never would have had the chance,
oh,
or the choice to live again.
See, I don't wanna think about how my life would be without
how
you.
Engine of my heart.
How would it be to
do.
All right, that was Machete Malloy with How Could I Live? And next up on the mic is Daniel Woodson with Walk in the Sun. Here we go.
Day, told me things wasn't going the right way. Wife had left him, kids don't see him, and his house is not a home. Said he had a bed to sleep in. Asked me would I stay the weekend. I don't wanna be by myself. Do you think that you can help? I told him, man, you're out of order. I love my savior, I know I told ya. Turned to leave with an attitude, said, Lord, what am I supposed to do? Lord, have mercy on his soul. He doesn't know you, so I gotta go. Then I heard a voice inside me say, tell him I'm the only
take
way.
Take a walk in the sun.
Oh, take a walk in the sun.
Take a walk in the sun.
Come, take a walk in the sun.
Take a walk in the sun.
Come, take a walk in the sun. Lord, please give me the words to say to make him look your way today. This may be his last day on this earth. Lord, don't let him be trapped in a curse. I said, let's stay right here and talk for a while to try to fix what's broken inside. Said he just needed someone in his life. I said, I know someone will do you right. There's someone you really should meet. Sometimes rowdy, sometimes discreet. He said, who is it? I said, it's Jesus. He said, you're tripping. No, listen. He will love you. He will hold you. All is right there. You can trust him. Best thing about him, and this is true, he's so in love with you.
Come take a walk in the sun.
Come take a walk in love.
Take a walk in the sun.
Come, take a walk in the sun.
Come, take a walk in the sun.
Take a walk in the sun.
Come, take a walk in the sun.
True love, I think it's more than physical.
True love,
true love is what you need.
True love, I think it's more than physical.
What you're looking for.
True love
is what you need.
True love is more than physical.
True love is more than physical.
True love is more than physical.
True love is what you need.
True love is more than physical.
It's what you're looking for.
Love is what you need.
It's more than physical.
He will make your heart sing.
Right, that was Daniel Woodson with Walk in the Sun. And if you're just joining me, you're listening to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio show. I'm your presiding pastor, Pastor McCarty, Chicago-based poet known as Sister Poochie. If you want to contact the ministry, email us at jhomorg1@gmail.com. And I would love for you to go to our website, www.jhom.org. That's jhom.org as our website. There you can find a link to get our free smartphone app. There's three bars at the middle of the screen. Pull it and you'll see smartphone app download. It's absolutely free for Android and iOS platforms. There you have a full-length Bible. You get access to the shows, the mixes, and videos of me. All right, everybody. It is time for the Sister Poochie Gospel House Mix. And you know the rules and regulations for the Gospel House Mix and for the Gospel Mix of DJ Shaheem, our resident DJ. The purpose of these mixes is for you to get up off your feet and give God some praise and glory for whatever He has done for you in your life. And give Him some honor. You know, just let loose and just thank Him just for being who He is. It's also a chance for you to look for the message that's embedded in the mix, because in itself is a ministry. You know, every time I do this show and I encourage people to get up and praise God for whatever they do, if you can physically do that or you can just, I mean, get up in your spirit, I do that because it amazes me how He helps me physically do this show. Even though I'm in pain, I get so much joy out of talking about God that I get joy. So this is what this is all about. Get joyful in your spirit, because despite of what else is going on, that joy is surpasses all understanding. It's a peace that surpasses all understanding. All right, everyone, here we go. Get up off your feet. Let's give God some praise. Here we go.
Pump up the bass.
Hallelujah. Teach me. break it down.
to Catch Your Breath. That was the Sister Pucci Spiritual Reflection Gospel House Mix for the week, everyone. Oh, we are going to go back to the reading because that is the reason why we're here. The reading of the week comes from Deuteronomy 30th chapter, the 15th to the 20th verse, and I read in the mighty name of Jesus. It says, "See, I set before you today life and prosperity, death and destruction. For I command you today to love the Lord your God, to walk in obedience to him, and to keep his commands, decrees, and laws. Then you will live and increase, and the Lord your God will bless you in the land you are entering to possess. But if your heart turns away and you are not obedient, and if you are drawn away to bow down to other gods and worship them, I declare to you that to you this day that you will certainly be destroyed. You will not live long in the land and you are crossing the Jordan to enter and possess. This day I call the heavens and the earth as witnesses against you and you that I have set before you life and death, blessings and curses. Now choose life, so that you, your children, may live, and that you may love the Lord your God, listen to his voice, and hold fast to him, for the Lord is your life, and he will give you many years in the land you he swore to give to your fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob." And if we go to John, the 14th chapter, the 5th to the 7th verse, because God clearly says in Deuteronomy to choose life now and to worship him. Jesus is the way to the Father. We have to remember that because we've fallen out of grace. So the way back to the Father, to be reconciled with the Father, is through Jesus. Jesus says, "I'm the way and the truth and the life." And God says to choose life. So it says, Thomas said to him, "Lord, we don't know where you are going. So how can we know the way?" Jesus answered, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you really know me, you will know my Father as well. From now on, you do know him and you have seen him." He's saying, "You've seen me, you know me, you're going to know God." So, to get that promise out of Deuteronomy, we must go to John and accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior because he's the way. Everyone, don't forget about Matthew, the 6th chapter. I read it. It's about the Lord's Prayer. Learn the Lord's Prayer because Jesus says it's the perfect prayer. If you don't know how to pray, there you are. All you have to do is recite that. Okay, next up on the mic is Remnants of Worship with I'm On, everybody. Let's do this.
We declare,
ROW,
we decree,
make some noise.
Reign in me.
I'm on.
Set me free.
I'm on.
Set me free.
Let's go.
I wanna be your prophet.
We declare.
We decree.
Holy Spirit. Reign in me.
Set me free.
Set me free. I wanna be
your prophet.
We declare.
We decree.
Holy Spirit. Reign in me.
Set me free.
Set me free.
I wanna be.
We declare,
we decree,
Holy Spirit,
reign in me,
set me free,
set me free,
I wanna be,
let's go,
let's go, Nirvana.
No guiding light.
I said I'm on.
I'm on fire.
That was Remnants of Worship with I'm On, everybody. Woo! Yes. Feel the spirit up in this place. All right. Now, it is time for our resident DJ, DJ Shaheem's gospel mix, gospel hip-hop mix for the week. Everybody, same rules apply. Get up off your feet. Find the message. Let's give God some glory. Here we go.
It's the world's greatest DJ. You're listening to DJ Shaheem.
Okay, we're all in there.
Yeah. Damn. Italian, iron made. Rock and roll, yo, we marching. Yeah, we marching. Yeah, rocks, y'all. Kissing, guns and roses. Rock and roll, yo, we marching. Yeah, we marching. Yeah, rocks, y'all.
Rock and roll, yeah, we marching. Yeah, rock star.
Kiss, guns and roses. Rock and roll, yeah, we marching. Yeah, we marching. Yeah, rock star.
Tell it,
burn
me. Rock and roll, yeah, we marching. Yeah, we marching.
Yeah, rock star.
Kiss, guns and roses. Rock and roll.
DOT from the cove. I was 13 with a proposition to cook up the stove. I could see the future, it was international, we flown. I saw lights blinding, they knew all the words to my songs. I was stage diving, then I signed my name on they clothes. Mama watching from behind me backstage with my folks. I could see it vivid in my dreams, then it turned to smoke. Nightmares haunting me, constantly coming for me, most, yeah. Look at Lil T from the cove. I was 16 when my first homie got murdered in the cold blood. Hold up, Lil T, it's a cold world, keep your eyes open. Devils keep approaching, provoking. Will I be next? My paranoia keep controlling. Jehovah spoken, he said young T destined for greatness, that's the chosen. Angels speak to me like Mary Joseph. They singing hallelujah, I say amen with praying. Yeah.
Hallelujah. Trip from the D, still in high school when I signed a deal in my teens. Some tried to change my plan, but I ran full steam. I just couldn't let it go, my nicotine kinda dream. Can I get a amen? I picked this up on your antenna, amen. Young T's a rookie, I guess I'm a veteran. Out here reaching for my goals, like the Space Jam with my aliens. Hey coach, I wanna play. Put me in the game, I feel like I'm a shadow right. Ooh. Oh, 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 me no disarray. Trippin' in the kitchen, finna whip up a souffle. Hey, y'all might give me a trophy. Our captain's gone, but he's raining remotely. I'm sweating like it's game 7, double OT. Time set this record, I send back a praying hand emoji. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Yeah. I made it out the basement. Look, T, he ballin' like Will Chamberlain. Hot stove, cook up the dough, come and taste it.
Hallelujah, amen. Look, man, I made it at the basement. Don't wait for my downfall, Jesus. I can't land.
Believe it, yeah, yeah. I worship you with all of my being, yeah, yeah. You you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved.
Child, hold your head, don't cry. On the real, he would never lie. For our sins, Jesus gave his life. He said it is finished, then he died. This ain't where it ends. He rose from the dead. Did just what he said. He rose from the dead. Put nails in his hand, but he rose from the dead. Yeah, he rose from the dead. Yeah. Jesus loved you, yeah, you're precious in his sight. He called you the apple of his eye. No matter what you're facing in this life, just know that he is right there by your side. In him I am resting. He saved me from suicidal thoughts and deep depression. And he can save you too, yeah, he can save you if you let him. Just quit the second guessing and receive the gospel message. Yeah. Trust me, I'm a witness, yo. Just when I was feeling low, he stepped in and healed my soul. Took everything I did before and threw it in that river, bro. Not to be remembered, no. Jesus is our living hope. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Child, hold your head, don't cry. On the real, he would never lie. For our sins, Jesus gave his life. He said it is finished, then he died. This ain't where it ends. He rose from the dead. Just what he said, he rose from the dead. Thorns on his head, but he rose from the dead. Yeah, he rose from the dead.
Rambo, Rambo, juice way too hard.
Spinning on the ones and twos, it's DJ Shaheem. You're in the mix with DJ Shaheem.
Two,
in my bed.
I'm driving in my two.
In my bed.
Ain't no trouble.
Yeah.
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 One, two, three.
All right, that was our beloved DJ Shaheen with his gospel hip hop mix for the week. Everyone, I hope you enjoyed the show. Don't forget the readings. Don't forget to ask and pray for wisdom and understanding. If you need to contact the ministry, go to jhom.org is our website. And our email address is jhomorg1@gmail.com. Okay, we're going to roll out of here like we always roll out of here. Peace, love, and blessings. See you next week. How Great Thou Art by Society Hill Music. Here we go.